The Canterbury Tales, Disc 11.
In Flanders, Willem was a company of young folk that haunted in folly, as riot, hazard, stews, and taverns, where, as with harps, lutes, and gitterns, they dance and play at dice both day and night, and eat also, and drink over their might, through which they do the devil's sacrifice, within that devil's temple in cursed wise, by superfluity abominable. Their oaths be so great, and so damnable, that it is grisly for to hear them swear, our blessed Lord's body they to tear. Them thought that Jews rent him not enough, and each of them at other's sin laugh, and right anon then come tumblesters, fetis and small, and young fruitsters, singers with harps, bawds, waferers, which be the very devil's officers, to kindle and blow the fire of lechery that is annexed unto gluttony. The Holy Writ take I to my witness that lechery is in wine and drunkenness. Lo, how the drunken Lot unkindly lay by his daughters too, unwittingly. So drunk he was, he nist a what he wrought. Herod, who so well the stories sought, when he of wine replete was at his feast, right at his own table he gave his hest to slay the Baptist John full guiltless. Seneca says a good word doubtless. He says he can no difference find betwixt a man that is out of his mind and a man which that is drunkel you, but that woodness he fallen in a shrew persevereth longer than does drunkenness. O gluttony, full of cursedness! O cause first of our confusion! O original of our damnation! Till Christ had bought us with his blood again! Lo, how dear, shortly for to sain, abort was Thilke cursed villainy! Corrupt was all this world for gluttony! Adam, our father, and his wife also, from paradise to labour and to woe, were driven for that vice. It is no dread, for while that Adam fasted, as I read, he was in paradise. And when that he ate of that fruit defended on a tree, anon he was outcast to woe and pain. O gluttony! On thee well ought us plain. Oh, wist a man how many maladies follow of excess and gluttonies. He would be the more measurable of his diet, sitting at his table. Alas, the short throat, the tender mouth, maketh that east and west and north and south. In earth, in air, in water, men to swink, to get a glutton dainty meat and drink. Of this matter, O Paul, well canst thou treat. Meat unto womb, and womb eke unto meat, shall God destroy in both, as Paulus saith. Alas, a foul thing is it, by my faith, to say this word. And fouler is the deed, when man so drinketh of the white and red, that of his throat he maketh his privy. Through Thilke cursed superfluity.